start off with. Hey everyone, this is Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you with another vidcast from shouldidrinkthat.com, where even if it's crap,
we drink it,
so you don't have to.
We're going to start this one out by doing a couple beers out of my fridge. I'm doing a Vietnamese 33 export.
I've got Skull Splitter. It's some kind of ale.
It's a Scottish ale, is it not?
It's an Orkney.
It's an Orkney.
Orkney. That's what the label says. I don't know.
I think this is a Pilsner, but I'm not sure. Look it up on rigbeer.com, because I'm not going to.
Well, the reason why this is an Orkney ale is because it's from the Orkney Brewery.
Orkney Brewery, yeah, that would explain it.
And Orkney, for you geologists out there, or geographically minded people,
yes.
Is a small group of islands off the northern tip of Scotland, surrounded in magic and mystery.
Shrouded. I fucked up. I'd pimp off my label, but half of it's in Vietnamese.
I can't read the rest of this. Anyways, the 7th Viking Earl of Orkney around 1080. You know, who gives a shit, really?
All I can read is, product of Vietnam.
Is there really anything else more you need to know about that?
No, that's it. It's just... got 33 on it. The Vietnamese Rolling Rock?
Could be.
Could be.
We're gonna find out.
I've had this before. It's a decent beer for what it is. It's a good summer refreshing beer, I guess. Cheers, Spoon.
It smells like socks.
Spoon's not liking the Skull Splitter. Right. I don't really blame him. So, what is a little too strong for you, Spoon?
No, that sucks.
Not liking that?
No.
I'm not giving you my 30.
Well, you know, the last time that I had this was during my beer passport extravaganza.
And I think he was drunk.
I was extremely drunk because that's where I had to drink my 80 beers, and this son of a bitch was on the list. So I had to drink it, but I made sure to drink this after I had quite a few. I'm sure there was some dogfish head in there. And
the drunk buffer.
Yeah, drunk buffer. They have a list of beers that you would only drink after you've been drunk because it kills the flavor. Now I know why I was lit when I had this one. Or a little bit inebriated.
Well, let's down these and...
Wow. I'm trying to figure out...
A little too rough to be...
I'm trying to figure out what kind of taste I have on this thing.
But you know what? Listeners and viewers, our motto is... Kill yourself! No. We don't like it, we chug it. I don't think Spoon likes that. So, Spoon, you're going to have to chug this in front of everyone.
I'll chug this one. This is going to be a quick beer review of these two because we have a special present for you guys today. But first, we're going to have to chug these.
I don't have to chug mine. I like this shit.
No.
But I'll chug it with you just, you know, so you don't feel
teamwork, you know?
Left out, right? Yeah.
This is why our company is so great and our podcast is great. Teamwork.
Teamwork. Cheers.
Oh.
Mine doesn't really chug that hard, but I bet yours does. Yay? I don't like that.
Yeah, I know. My good deal will go up.
Woo! Alright.
Woo!
So, here's the deal.
The dealio!
You know, brainstorms, summer, you know, beer drinking weather, outside and everything, even though we're not outside at the moment.
Because it's really humid.
We're going to do a old school drinking game today.
Very, very old school drinking.
It's one I used to do frequently as a young pup.
And myself, coming from the great white north of Pennsylvania, became quite fond of this game. And it's also, I guess, in a way, and I don't know how to put this. We're doing this in honor of, yeah, because after chugging that thing, my brain's all, it's skull splitting.
I'm basically doing this to see if I can still do this.
I'm doing this in honor of Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yes.
Which, now that pretty much gave away what we're going to be doing today, we're going to be playing Beer Hunter.
Mix those around a bit.
Now, this...
Go ahead.
This batch was already mixed around once when I was in the other room. So Sick Puppy knows which beer is shaken up, and he put it in here and mixed it around. Well, now I'm going to mix it around just so that we can be fair. We didn't have a chance to record his, so... Hey, you're gonna see me record, you know, mix them around, and our heads are gonna be turned. Don't know what's what.
I'm actually gonna step away from the camera for a moment while he's shuffling those.
That'll work.
So I can look the other way.
So here's the premise of the game: you get a beer, and you shake the hell out of it. Just gonna count it.
That I did.
Yeah. And shake the hell out of it, and you put it into a container that would house a six pack of beer, or however many beers you want to do, but six pack is usually the best because it won't get your drink on. So you sink it in here, and you mix around the cans and everything, and then one by one, the person will reach in, pick out a beer, put it to their head, crack it open, and if you pick the unlucky beer, it will go all over your face, your shirt, or blouse, depending on gender. I'm not wearing a blouse right now, so we can't really test that theory. Yeah, that's pretty much the rules. First of all, the exploding beer loses, and in some circles, people will wait until they have the exploding beer before they drink. Not us. Because those of us here at shouldidrinkthat.com are hardcore. So we're going to chug our beers after we open them.
Hey, Spoon, tell them what we're chugging first. This is not your normal football beer.
This is the fun part.
Beer hunter. We're stepping it up a notch.
Yes, we are definitely stepping it up a notch. And actually, we're not letting anybody else on the forums or anyone else know that we're doing this until they see this, so that they cannot imitate it. We will be drinking Old Chub.
Old Chub. I had one earlier today. It's going to be rough, Spoon. I had one earlier.
8.0% alcohol by volume, not weight. In other words, we're going to get slaughtered pretty quick, and you're going to be able to watch it.
Hallelujah. All right, mix them around, Spoon. I'll step out.
Actually, you know what? I should put this up to the camera so the camera can see that I'm not looking in here and messing these around. So, trying not to mix it too many beers so that they're shaking. Because the one that we have that's in here is pretty screwed up. Mess these around a little bit. I don't know which is going where. And they all have green dot or yellow dots on them, because we picked these up at our local six-pack shop. That's good. Like I said, some of these are going to be a little shaken, but the one that blows up, that's the one we're looking for. These are good. I don't know what the hell is going on there. Like I said, I didn't see you mix these up, so. I think we're good with that.
Are we good?
All right. They're all right side up, so we're fine. So what we're doing right now is we decided that we're just going to put all six out here since we don't know which one's going to blow up.
And you get the whole visual of the whole beer hunter experience, so.
Old Chub, label out.
Now, back in my younger days, I did these with Pounders. It was much more exciting. And our frequent beer for doing this was Genesee Cream Ale. Yeah, hardcore. But I think this kind of beats it. Even these are 12 ounces, man. We're doing beer hunter with Old Chub.
This could be a rough experience here.
I had one of these earlier today, like I said, and it's actually a really good beer, but I hope they don't hate us for this.
What are they going to do, come over here and kick us with their sculptish asses?
You got a coin or anything? Want to flip for who starts first, or you just want to go? I'm willing to just grab one.
I don't have any coins.
I don't either. Let's just do it. Now, here we go.
Where's your grandma coin?
Flip it. Oh, it's over there.
Don't worry about it. See, that's the coin that you use to flip with, the groundhog coin. Today's coin is brought to us from the great state of Ohio, founded in 1803 by a bunch of people flying an airplane and astronauts.
I'll just flip it, Spoon.
What do you want? Call it.
Heads. Yeah. It'd be heads. Oh, shit.
Will you kick or receive?
Depending on your bravery or your stupidity, there's several different variations of how you hold the beer to your face. How do you want to do it, Spoon? Do you want to do it individually, or?
We can do it individually.
Let's do it individually, so we'll actually show the people the different options to use while you're putting the gun to your head.
That works.
Okay, I'm going to start first, because I lost the flip. And I'll do it the way you used to do it back in the day, right to the face. So, did we tell them what happens if it doesn't explode?
You chug it.
You chug it.
That's why we're hardcore.
So,
and stupid, apparently.
Here's hoping that this beer game doesn't end with the first beer.
Oh! Apparently the game ended with the first beer.
Yeah, I'm kind of wet. Well. That was quick. Unless he shook one up too hard.
No, that's the thing, and you can review the tape, I didn't really shake these up either.
Spoon's got one in his face, just to see. matter of fact, we'll go through the whole damn game and chug them anyway, just for you. Yeah, see, that was a normal one. I think Spoon shook Ollie's up, man.
The fuck was I thinking?
I got the dudes.
I'm thinking that I hope I don't get pulled over on the way home because I won't be drinking a beer. That's why. My wife is going to be
kind of exploded, so we're not actually
My wife's
going
to be picking me up, so. You know what? I'm afraid of the one that's going to explode.
I know. If it wasn't this one, I mean, I got sprayed fairly decent, but I've seen a lot
Every other time that I've played Beer Hunter, some of the other beers will explode a little bit like this. But not like the one that's been shaken.
Not sure. At least we hope. So, cheers. It's going to take me a while to chug. This is rough. Holy shit.
Oh.
The bottom of that can is rough.
Woo.
I'm done. What are you going slacking like that?
I just took a fucking skull split.
Woo. That's true. I'll give you that. Alright, I guess it's my turn.
Go for it.
God, I hope one of these were the one because I'm kind of freaking out about how bad this is.
Just so people know what this label says. High altitude, high attitude, high land, high no rice.
No rice.
What the fuck?
Oscar Blues Brewery. Alright, I opened out into my face. How did you open it in your face, right?
Yeah, because I don't know if we have the camera room. The other way to open it also, which if you want to do it this way, is on your head.
That way it skyrockets and you get down. It's kind of hard to open. It's hanging above your head. I'm no gymnast, I guess.
You just put it on your head. Oh, nothing.
I got nothing. Still means I gotta chug it though.
We never said we were socially correct when we do these videos, but no. You guys seem to like our videos. I don't know why, but you do. So, we're doing this for you.
The table's dripping on me.
Cheers.
There's beer all over this table.
All over my honeymoon shirt.
Don't play this game in your mom's kitchen. She'll kill you.
Unless she's dead.
And we do not endorse underage drinking.
Or killing your mom.
Wow.
We should have a little clock going with the time that it's taking to play. This could be a quick game.
It doesn't take as much over in seconds or minutes.
It doesn't take as much skill as a beer pong.
Right.
My favorite, but. You know, something like this, you can get tuned up pretty quick. This would be a good game to play before you're going out with the guys or girls.
As long as you ain't driving.
As long as you have a school bus to drive you around, which is the best way to go.
Nice. All right, Spoon, it's your turn, man. Pick a chub. An old chub. Not my chub. Pick a old chub. Beer.
Oh, fuck, I said I keep up my hand.
Yeah, it's sticky. It's like having Yukon Jack whiskey all over the table. It's like glue.
Well, that's all out there.
Forehead shot.
Wait, I can't get the
I'm still thinking I got the first one, but that's not bad. I think Spoon was a little over aggressive on the mix. But regardless, he's chugging it. Because he didn't quite explode.
And I think the gosh just answered us by the thunder.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but it's thundering out there right now.
We are doing this on a Sunday afternoon. In beautiful Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania.
I think he's stalling.
I am just...
He is!
I've got beer all over my face.
Hey, that's the pains of Beer Hunter, man. Chug it, brother. Spoon, 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 spoon. Brother! Spoon. Good man.
Oh!
I think there's still some left in there. What are you
there
doing?
Is. I got an air bubble. I breathed in my nose.
Oh, world, we forgot how to chug it.
I forgot how to chug. I had a belch come while I was drinking. I'm like, what do I do?
Finish it. But I don't know why I'm telling him to finish it so quick, because I'm next. And what the hell? Alright. Two left. I think I found the beer on my first shot. Because my face did get a little wet.
Oh no. I'm covered in beer right now.
Yeah, I think regardless, you're still going to be covered in beer, because every beer might spat a little, but...
I need a squeegee to clean up this table.
Dog. I'll do that later. Yeah. I guess the main goal is to
get drunk,
get a skyrocketing beer in your face, which, you know, does happen. Trust us.
Get your face next to that thing.
I am relaxed.
I said you're gonna be open from down there.
I like throwing it straight to the face, so I'm sticking with that one.
I feel like you're playing in a puddle.
He's getting me wet.
We are keeping that one. Keep going.
He's splashing beer on me from his puddle on the table. But spoon does make me wet. Alright, here we go.
Kill yourself.
I'm just hoping that I had the first one, but now I'm stalling, so I'll just shut the hell up.
Oh, that's it! That was the one!
I think I found it.
Can we do a slow motion?
Never waste beer.
Holy shit. You drank that.
Yeah, I did. Oh, damn. I don't know if you can see it from here. My face is drenched, brother.
I can't wait to watch this thing.
How's it look? Cheers. I found it, but I'm still chugging it. And since we're down to one beer, and this was the winner, spoon, chug it. What do you think?
My fingers are all stuck together.
But since I'm covered in beer, I highly expect him to put that to his face and open it anyway, just for, you know, game's sake.
And because we're gangsters.
Or, this is another option you could have. Wait, I have beer dripping down my face. Another option you can have during this game is you could have your idiot friend hold it to your friend's face and open it. That was nothing.
Look at my glasses! Can you see that?
Yeah, now you can see it.
That's what's on my glasses.
He's just whining.
I am. Because
I got the brunt of it. Don't let him fool you. All right. I'm going to slowly adjust this because my tripod's a piece of crap. Woo! Not like a good Sunday afternoon covered in beer.
That's a good point. I love to spend my Sundays covered in beer.
Well, oh, man. I hope you enjoyed the Beer Hunter tutorial or demonstration, if you will.
You can play it any which way. This is the way we decided to play it today.
And
go with it.
There's a ton of different rules out there. I mean, it's a drinking game, so, you know, individuality and creativity count.
We'll bring you more beer games, beer drinking games, alcohol drinking games down the road. But this one we decided to play because it's summertime, and this is the best one to play.
And this is my favorite, other than Kill the Keg. Have you played Kill the Keg, Spoon?
Not since college. And I'm not going to show my age.
We can't do that on video because it takes a very long time. But what you do is, so you have a big party, 30, 40 friends, you know, and everybody's bailing out, and you still got some beer left in the keg. It's my favorite game of all time. The leftover people. Say there's a half a dozen folks left. Everybody gets a plastic cup. Everybody stands around a keg in a circle. And I'll have the tap in my hand. I'll fill my beer, pass it to the next guy. I have to have mine down and finish by the time the tap gets back around me. And I fill up again. And a continuous, vicious circle. I've actually seen people pass out right then and there. It's a great game. All right. We're going to chug.
Whoa!
God hates us for this, evidently.
God loves us. Say props to my boys at SIDT.
So cheers, everyone out there. I hope you enjoyed the Beer Hunter footage.
And we don't claim to be professionals. But damn, we make it look good.
We're just drunks. Having a good old
time. I am not a drunk! I just want to splash this beer.
Alright.
If I could bottle this and make it perfume, I would.
Cheers to all you.
Cheers.
Cheers to you, Spoon.
Cheers to you. It's like, hey! These guys have a good time. And remember, even if it's crap,
we drink it
so you don't have to.
Yeah, baby.
Get your guys online.
Even if it's messy, we drink it so you don't have to.
Yeah, because I just got a big lob up here, so.
Alright, cheers, brother.
Proud of you. Love. See you guys.
Woo! Rock on, man. And cut.
Dear God, dude. I'm fucking drunk.